Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the International Burping Championship. This year, we've seen some of the most accomplished burpers of all time.
That's right, Bob. Let's recap some of the burps we've seen, heard, and smelled so far. First, we heard from the Spanish legend Andre Arructar, which coincidentally is Spanish for burp. He just wowed the judges with this beauty.
Burp.
Outstanding! Next, we heard from Sweden's Sven Upstetning, which is, wouldn't you know it, Swedish for burp.
Impressive. Those are going to be tough to beat. Our final contender is Barry Belcher from the United States. He may be a rookie, but he looks confident.
Well, he sure has the name for burping.
Okay, he's taking the stage. He's adjusting the microphone. He's taking in a deep, deep breath and...
Whoa! That's a phenomenal showing by the young American. If you ask me, just give him the trophy right now.
I agree, Bob. Wait a second. The judges are huddling up. Something's going on.
Uh-oh. This looks like bad news for Belcher. He may be disqualified.
That's right, Bob. Apparently, someone saw Belcher drinking a banned substance right before the competition. In fact, we're being told he chugged an entire can of it.
Psst. Hey. Smarty Pants, any idea what Barry Belcher drank that helped him make that huge burp? Go ahead, shout out what you think. Did I hear someone say soda? Or pop? Or soda pop? Seems like a solid guess. I've definitely burped after drinking soda.
Burp.
Have you? Yep. Let's see if you're right.
We're now looking at some leaked cell phone footage. You can clearly see Belcher holding a can in the locker room. He's opening the can. Oh, now he's chugging it. And swallowing. Yes, it's been confirmed. Barry Belcher of the USA did in fact drink an entire can of soda before the competition.
A major no-no in any burping competition. Soda just gives the burper too big an advantage.
Oh well, too bad for Belcher. But why does soda pop make you burp? And how do they make soda bubbly in the first place? And did you know when soda pop was first invented, it was marketed as medicine?
Huh?
It's time for a big gulp of science and history on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
True or false? There's no such thing as an international burping competition where soda is banned. Did you say true? Well, believe it or not, there is such a thing as an international burping competition.
Whoa.
And not only is drinking lots of soda beforehand allowed, it's encouraged. Why? Because soda equals burps. In fact, at the first Burping World Championship back in 2012, the winner burped for more than 18 seconds after drinking 2 gallons of Diet Coke and Mountain Dew. And to show you how long 18 seconds is, it's about the same length of time as the Who Smarted theme song. We'll play it again. Now see if you can burp the entire time. Do lots of little burps if you can't do one long one. Ready? Go.
Who smarted? Who smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun. But who's smarted?
Whoa, that must have been one long burp. So why does soda pop make us all burp? To find out, we've brought in someone who makes all burps happen. Introducing your stomach. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Burp.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Of course. Did you know being nervous is linked to burping?
Oh, it's true. When you're nervous or anxious, you tend to swallow more or breathe heavier. This causes excess air to enter your stomach. Me! But air doesn't belong in your stomach. So, I send it back up and out of your mouth as a burp.
But what about soda pop? Why does soda pop make you burp?
Soda makes you burp because of a special kind of gas called carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide? Oh, that must be why we call soda carbonated beverages, because of the carbon dioxide in it.
Exactly. When you pour a freshly opened can or bottle of soda into a glass, you can see tons of tiny little bubbles rushing to the surface. That's carbon dioxide. And if you take a big swig, those bubbles go down a tube in the back of your throat called the esophagus, which connects to your stomach. Me!
So what happens when the soda pop gets to your stomach, or you?
Good question. After you drink soda, particularly if you drink it quickly, the part of your stomach known as the abdomen starts to swell.
Like a balloon?
Yep. If you want to see what happens when gas from soda goes into your stomach, there's an experiment you can do at home. Just Google, "Why does soda pop make you burp experiment?" and click the video. Now, just like with the air you swallow when you're nervous, your body would rather get rid of the extra carbon dioxide gas than keep it inside you.
Makes sense.
And the quickest route out is back up the way it came. Carbon dioxide gas rushes out your stomach, back up your esophagus, and out your mouth, making a really big noise. Some people call it a burp. Some call it a belch. Doctors call it eructation.
Eructation? Fancy. I like it. Hey, Smarty Pants, next time someone burps, tell them, "Nice eructation." But wait, how do carbon dioxide bubbles get into soda pop in the first place?
I'm a stomach. Why would I know that?
You wouldn't. Which is why I also invited my friend, a pharmacist.
Huh?
A pharmacist?
That's right. Question. Who invented Pepsi, Coca-Cola, and Dr. Pepper, the 3 oldest sodas in the world? Well, if you said a doctor invented Dr. Pepper, you wouldn't be far off, because all 3 were invented by pharmacists.
Pharmacist?
That's right. These soft drinks were originally intended to be medicine, meant to cure nausea, headaches, heartburn, and other ailments. But we'll get to that a little later. First, we want to know, how do carbon dioxide bubbles get into soda? Can you enlighten us, my pharmacist friend?
I sure can. You see, carbon dioxide is a special kind of gas, one that dissolves in water.
And if the water is very cold, you can add a lot of carbon dioxide to it. When it comes to making soda pop, carbon dioxide is forced into sweet-tasting flavored water. The mixture is then trapped in soda cans and sealed tight, so all the carbon dioxide stays put. That is, until you pop the top and all the dissolved gas races to escape.
I see. I noticed you called them soft drinks. And what makes them soft?
The fact that they don't have alcohol in them. Alcoholic drinks were known as hard drinks. Soft drinks became a popular non-alcoholic alternative.
And when it comes to the United States, we can't get enough soda pop. Question. How many gallons of soda does the average American drink each year? Is it A, 1 gallon, B, 9 gallons, C, 38 gallons, or D, 52 gallons? Think you know the answer? Well, stick around to see if you're right.
Hello, trusty narrator here with a special message and offer for anyone looking for extra help with schoolwork, classwork, homework, or homeschooling. I am super excited to announce Who Smarted is partnering with IXL Learning to bring you a phenomenal educational resource that will make math, language arts, science, and social studies as fun as listening to an episode of Who Smarted. IXL is an online learning program for kids, and whether you're one of our thousands of homeschool families or a parent looking for extra help for your child, IXL is like having a second teacher in your home. And it's designed and research-backed to boost grades and instill the skills and confidence to master any subject from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is like an investment in your child's education, and as Who Smarted listeners, I know how important that is to you. Personally, I've seen the results of IXL Learning, and every family I know using it has shared what an incredible, immersive, fun, and educational experience it is. I know it works, which is why I'm excited to recommend it to my Who Smarted audience. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Who Smarted listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Hey parents, imagine enjoying stress-free, delicious meals crafted by chefs and approved by dietitians already in just 2 minutes. With Factor, you can. With a choice of 35 weekly options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, and Veggie dishes. Plus, discover over 60 add-ons like on-the-go breakfasts, lunch snacks, and beverages to keep you fueled throughout the day. For me, Factor's gourmet meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus have been a game changer on busy days. Factor is now my go-to solution for enjoying no fuss, no mess meals without the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning. And you can customize your weekly meals for as much or as little as you need, with the flexibility to pause or reschedule deliveries to fit your busy lifestyle. And since I know our listeners love taking care of planet Earth, this month, Factor is making it even easier to eat sustainably with their Earth Month Eats badge, highlighting meals with the lowest carbon footprint. Ready to fuel up for your springtime goals? Head to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. Don't wait. Factor. Fresh. Convenient. Delicious.
Now back to Who Smarted. So, how many gallons of soda do you think the average American drinks each year? 1 gallon? 9 gallons? 38 gallons? Or 52 gallons? According to a 2018 survey, the average American drank just over 38 gallons a year. That's enough soda pop to fill a bathtub. So, what makes soda so popular?
People, of course, love soda pop for its sugary, sweet taste. However, nobody likes it flat or without the bubbles, right?
No, you need the bubbles.
Right. But the reason why you're so fond of the fizz may surprise you. It turns out bubbles of carbon dioxide trigger your pain sensors.
Ow!
Yep, the bubbly fizz in soda pop activates the same pain sensors as spicy foods like mustard and wasabi, producing a kind of pleasant burning sensation way up in your nose.
Huh, I definitely feel that when I drink soda.
Hold on a second. Isn't soda, or pop, or soda pop, not so good for you? I know too much definitely makes me feel a little...
It's true. Drinking soda regularly, or even semi-regularly, isn't great for you. For one thing, the fizzy bubbles are hard on your teeth. Plus, it's high in sugar. Really high. Did you know just one 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola contains about 10 teaspoons of sugar? That's equal to 2.5 donuts. Not to mention, the most common ingredients found in soda these days include high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavorings and food colorings, and phosphoric acid, all of which can have negative health effects when consumed in excess.
Facts.
But wait a second. Didn't you say pharmacists invented soda? Why would a pharmacist, someone who's trained to prepare and sell medicine, invent soda pop, which is practically the opposite of medicine?
It's pretty ironic when you think about it, but pharmacists in the late 1800s were coming up with all kinds of soda pop recipes and marketing them as medicine.
It's true. Coca-Cola was invented in 1886 by a pharmacist in Atlanta, Georgia, and was officially advertised as a cure for anxiety and depression. And Pepsi-Cola was said to help cure dyspepsia, which is basically a fancy word for stomach aches. And Dr. Pepper was supposed to help with upset stomachs.
This is making me upset!
7-Up, on the other hand, was said to improve your mood, which was lucky since it was introduced 2 weeks before the start of the Great Depression in 1929. 7-Up wasn't its original name, though.
Really? What's it called?
Bib-label lithiated lemon-lime soda.
Huh?
Good call changing it to 7-Up.
Bib-label lithiated lemon-lime soda wasn't the only odd-sounding soda name. Here's a question for you. Which of these was not the name of an actual soda pop sold in the USA? Was it A, Bubble Up, B, Skink, C, Moxie, or D, Wink? Got your answer? If you said skink, you're right. A skink is a kind of lizard, not a soda pop.
It's also not medicine.
Fun fact, in the beginning, soda didn't come in cans and bottles. You could only buy it at places called soda fountains.
Whoa.
And people who worked at these soda fountains had an unusual nickname, one that might seem a little mean today. Ready for one more quick quiz? What do you think soda fountain servers were called? Was it A, soda yankers, B, soda jerks, C, soda streamers, or D, soda spewers? Did you say B, soda jerks? You're right.
Hey, who are you calling a jerk?
No, I'm not calling you a jerk. The term soda jerk comes from a fountain server needing to pull, or jerk, a small lever in order to pour the soda. Soda jerk.
Oh, I thought you were being mean.
No, not at all. Here, have a Bib label lithiated lemon lime soda. It'll cheer you right up.
But it's not medicine.
And don't drink too much of it.
Bub.
A double shout-out goes to Trent and Gavin in Newton, Kansas. So glad you both love listening to Who Smarted. This episode's Soda Pop was written by Rebecca Ratliff-Cameron and voiced by Adam Tex Davis, Rebecca Ratliff-Cameron, Sheffield Chastain, Chris Okawa, and yours truly, Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Bubble Up Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.